Randy, we didn't.
You're not kidding me.
Good afternoon. Call to order our executive committee, Castle County Council, March 11th, 4 o'clock. Present, Councilmembers Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Cartier, Streets, Smiley, Weiner, and Diller. And my aide, Anthony DeFurry. Need approval of minutes from the 25th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Agenda item number three, R14-063. Status was tabled last time, but I think Ms. Nixon is here today. She's being recommended to the Newcastle County Department of Community Services Board by Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell, would you go get him, please? Mm-hmm. Candidate, please take this seat here. Ms. Nixon. Thank you. If you could just wait a second. Mr. Bell is coming shortly. While we're waiting, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Would you like to share a little background about yourself and your interests and so forth?
Sure. I've been in youth advocacy for about 3 years now. It's been a passion of mine. I have been working for youth agencies such as One Village Alliance. Sorry, I'm nervous. I talk a little bit nervous. Such as One Village Alliance, the YWCA. I've worked with their scholarship committee to award a recipient $40,000 to attend Wilmington University. I've also worked with the Boys and Girls Club here to basically put on events for youth, encouragement, empowerment, entrepreneurship, things like that. So that's really my passion, and I love working with the community. It's all about pouring into the children and encouraging them to dream big and beyond their circumstances.
Any comments or questions for the candidate, Councilmember Diller?
I have to say, when I saw your resume, I thought you had applied to be on the Community Service Board. And when I found out you had just sent in your resume, I said, this woman has to be on this board because of your background. So,
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. Thank
you. Co-Chair Bell, and then...
Howdy, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President. I want to apologize to you, first of all, Councilman Bill Bell, and I had a little follow-up after the Public Safety Committee meeting, so that's why I'm a little bit late getting in. But I personally wanted to recognize and thank you for your willingness to serve. And I think, as everybody has already recognized everything, when you look at your background, your resume, not only what you've accomplished, but what you're capable of providing, as part of the team here in Newcastle County. Just want to really thank you for stepping up and recognize you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Councilmember Bell.
Thank you,
Councilmember Weiner. Councilmember Collins.
Thank you. Ms. Nixon, I just wanted to just add a thought. Of course, I am also very impressed with your resume and background. It's perfect for community services. I'm Councilman Bob Weiner. I ask that you take a look at the applicable procedures and applicable law so that you can better serve our community. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
I want to get this straight. I believe that the applicant is for the community services. Mm-hmm. I guess I got confused by your comment.
So I think you had come in for the Diversity Commission, was
that?
Yeah,
I applied for that originally, yes.
And when we saw her resume, I hadn't realized she had applied for diversity. I thought she had applied for community services.
That's what I thought.
Yes, okay. Yes. And so, because she's such a great match for it. So
which is it? It's community services.
It's community services, yes.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm looking over your background. I agree with Councilman Wine. I really think that your background and your experience has prepared you to be a great asset to Community Services Department. A lot of what we do has to do with youth activities, working with the schools, providing activities for youth as well as for seniors. So I think the Boys and Girls Club experience at YWCA certainly makes you a great asset to that division, and I thank you for willingness to serve.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Yes, Mr. Wayne.
Yeah, just so that our comments are not taken out of context, there was a vote tonight.
Okay.
And it will be voted, and I may go out on a limb and say you'll probably get unanimous vote.
Not what I have.
Thank you, Councilmember Weiner. Councilmember Street.
Just because.
It'll be not voting. I won't vote now.
Councilmember Street.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm really kind of excited to see you here. Somebody's been in the nonprofit business, primarily working with children for 39 years. I'm excited to see young people step forward and assume responsibility. And as some of us, you know, my hair was the same color as yours when I got in the arena, so this is what you're going to look forward to. But, you know, it's important that young people step forward and begin to take on additional responsibility, and I'm glad to see you step forward, and I'm always excited to see young people enter the arena. And second, and run the community center every day. My little girls need role models, and they need somebody they can look up to, and I take great pleasure in being able to point out to them and get people to come in and be with them and say, this is the standard of excellence that I would like you to achieve and you can achieve. So thank you for everything you do, thank you. You stand for, and thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
I think it's very, very important.
Joining us are Council Members Retta, Powers, Hollins, and Bell. Any other comments or questions for Candy? You have a closing statement.
Thank you for being here, for giving me the opportunity to be here. And just hearing your wonderful comments about who I am and what I do, and something that I've never gotten paid to do. I'm grateful.
This doesn't pay
either. I'll give from the heart.
Okay. Well, let me assure you that in the pay position, it doesn't pay very well.
We'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Agenda item number 4, R14-071, appointing Ms. Perkins to the Newcastle County Audit Committee. Councilmember Smiley, this is your candidate, please take a seat. Be relaxed, and you have a brief opening statement. You now have the floor.
Hello, my name is Sharita Perkins, and I'm here today as a candidate for the audit committee in Jackson County. Just wanted to start saying that I've been in banking for 27 years. Grew up in Sussex County, started out with Sussex Trust, and went into the loan area, loan operations, and quickly found out that I just gravitated to audit because I just saw so much that needed to be fixed. So it's just a natural thing for me. I was in audit for maybe 10 years, been in compliance, I've been in risk management, and now I'm heading up a testing group at the bank. So I've seen audit, and I've seen, you know, compliance from all different angles. And we're here today because I've been looking for a way to give back. I had searched for ways to be on a board, serve on a board, or whatever I could offer, whatever my talents would fit. And this seemed to be a perfect fit for me. So.
Well, welcome. And thank you for your opening statement, Councilmember Smiley, Councilmember Wayne.
Yeah, a few things. First off, not take anything away from anybody else on council, but if you looked at Ms. Nixon's resume and you look at Ms. Perkins, it's nice to see the Bear Area residents are stepping up big time today. Very, very pleased to see that. While I'm not, and I've been accused of a lot in the past, so let's clear it now, while I'm not personally acquainted very well with Ms. Perkins, I see from the resume, that is definitely my loss. And it's a pleasure, you know, to be here, to sponsor your appointment, although I'm going to go out on a limb and say she is probably quite familiar with me. Since she's been with Wilmington Trust, Transition M&T, I've been with them for years, and she's been with the risk and audit manager, so I'm sure she's come across my name somewhere in there. But outstanding resume, given your position before you came to the table, I'm assuming you also have the support of the county auditor. He seems very pleased with you. And again, I look forward to your serving. I thank you for stepping up. And I do want to ask, how did you come about? Did you see the county website, what's posted on there? I'm just curious, because we're always looking to broaden our outreach as far as we can. So I'd be curious how you came
several people that serve, and we talked about it. And
all right, you might want to stop here.
Okay.
Depending on who they are, you might hurt yourself. No, I'm just kidding. So, okay, so basically word of mouth from others that are serving. That's great. No, that's the best seller of anything. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Weiner?
Thank you. Ms. Perkins, my name is Bob Weiner, Councilman, and I'm really pleased with your background. I'm really pleased you're providing some diversity to the audit committee. Right now, if you look around the room, it's not a cross-section of the city of Wilmington or Newcastle County. Your background is exemplary. You're going to bring a new dimension with your background, and the whole idea of understanding where you came from, the question Councilman Smiley asked was very important, and that's how you heard about it. We need to make sure that not only is there a diversity of members, but that the way that that members of boards and commissions get involved with county government is not simply by one council person or two or three channeling all of them together. And when I heard that you heard it from others that serve on that committee, that made me feel good, so I'm really glad that he asked that question. I ask you, as I do all candidates, please take the time to review the legal procedures and the substantive law. You're very familiar with it. Government auditing is slightly different. It'll be great for you to reach out and get that experience as well. And just as not a technicality, you're hearing all great statements. It officially becomes official when council votes tonight. And on some of the committees, there's also a requirement for the executive branch to approve it after council does. And I'm not sure what the language is on this particular board.
This is a lawsuit by a county auditor. This is strictly a county council appointment.
Without any approval or review or interview by the county executive?
That's my understanding.
Okay, great. So tonight it'll be official. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Weiner. Any other comments or questions? President Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, just yesterday we were at this event down at the Chase Center.
Yes.
And I was approached by a member of Trustees of Color, which is a group that tries to make certain that there's diversity on boards and commissions throughout Newcastle County, both public and private. And I was asked by one of the members of Trustees of Color about the boards and commissions in this government. And my response was, over the past year, I think that the county council has done an outstanding job, at least a good job, in making sure that our boards and commissions are becoming more diverse. And today, I think, it just supports the comment that I made yesterday that we are broadening in our reach, and we are now having boards and commission that reflects the constituency that we all represent. So I'm very pleased that you're willing to serve.
Thank you, Councilmember Hollins. Any other comments or questions? Councilmember Street.
Well, I ironically today mentioned some things in the previous committee meeting that I think bears out the importance of the audit committee. The county receives a lot of federal money, and the young lady just came before you in terms of community services, a lot of important program money is in that department. Our police department, to a certain extent, thrives off federal funding, and at the end of the day, there's a single audit at the end of the year, and basically, for the last several years, those audits have come back with very little or no funding, and certainly needs oversight, and hopefully continuing on that path to be able to continue to provide all those services. And while I certainly agree with the comments you made about diversity, and for the 9 years I've been on council, have fought for and committed to diversity. I've also enjoyed being a part-time employee on the racetrack for over 40 years. And one of the things I love about the racetrack is only one color, and that's green. And in the instant situation, the color that matters the most in terms of role and function of the audit is green, and making sure that the green is complied with from its designated sources. So both things are very, very important. And thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you so much. If there's not any comments or questions, would you like to have a closing brief statement, please?
Just thank you all for giving me the opportunity to serve. I look forward to serving.
Thank you for not telling her it would be unanimous. Moving on to item 5R14-027, status tabled, request the county executive implement both live delayed broadcasts of all Newcastle County Council meetings. Mr. White.
Yes, the three will remain tabled. As I stated previously, I have some more in-depth, detailed versions to be introduced to council.
Thank you. So, agenda item number R14-028, number 6, will also be tabled?
Yes, all three.
And agenda item number 7, ordinance 14-020?
Yes.
That's not tabled. Mm-hmm.
That's not tabled.
Oh, that's not tabled.
That's your replacement.
Number 8 is tabled. Let's, right. Let's address number 7.
Right.
Ordinance 14.
The county attorney and I would like...
Mr. White, let me read into the record,
yes.
Please. Ordinance 14-020 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Administration Concerning County Attorney or Designee, Approval of Executive Branch Generated Legislation as to Legality. Mr. White.
Thank you. The county attorney and I discussed the fact that I would like to talk with both him and the county executive some more before I proceed, so I intend to keep this table tonight.
You mean to table it?
The table.
Yeah, because this one's right. Table. Yeah, okay. To be tabled.
Thank you, Mr. Wyant. Are you?
Okay.
We'll table it tonight.
Yes, sir.
Correct, on the floor.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's move to agenda item number 9. Ordinance 14-006, status table to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 3 Administration Division 2.03.0100, the Code of Ethics, regarding definitions and statements of financial interest. Mr. Smiley.
Actually, what is to be introduced tonight and was distributed is substitute 1 to Ordinance 14-006. And in brief, this is the result of the many meetings that were held that everyone and the public is welcome to participate in. This expands the definition of the section of the Code of Ethics to provide additional guidance for officials and employees regarding the meetings and terms that were applicable. It also actually adds language in situations of same gender relationships and the responsibilities of either party for reporting. It revises the information required by the statement of financial interests as far as director positions, personal liabilities. Basically, it revamps it and provides greater personal information for the public to be able to view for those that have to file.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilmember Wiley, you have a comment?
Yes, I would just like to add that I'm pleased and honored to be a co-sponsor on this, along with you, Council yes. President Bullock. Okay. And I would like to personally, publicly thank Rose Killian, Council to Council, who did a yeoman's job of leading a number of workshops where we worked through a number of problems. And I must say that Councilman Smiley and I ended up agreeing on all the points, and both of us attended all the meetings. It was a tribute, I don't know whom, maybe to Rose Killian and her leadership.
Councilmember Smiley.
Bob, with all due respect, and I applaud your efforts, but I think it was attributable to your finally seeing the light and coming over to the dark side, as it's been called by some of the public. So, but no, it was good, it was fruitful, and I just want to say this does not become effective, aside from when it's voted on, until the next reporting period. And you're now able to report for this time now. We're up and you're up and running on the website, so you can file your report as you wish.
Brief rebuttal.
Yes, and not a rebuttal, but
we were going so well.
Right. I just want to say whether it was the dark side or the light side, we both ended up in agreement, and it's. I think it's a tribute to the whole process that was set up by our council to the Ethics Commission.
Well, whether it's the light side or dark side, it's the right side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Carter. Councilmember Carter.
Yes. So, just for clarification, the current ethics disclosure statement
is
the same for this cycle.
Yes.
If we vote this into law, then it will take
next cycle.
Yeah. I guess the second question I have, with all the additional requirements that are in the proposed enhanced disclosure statement, if a council member needs assistance interpreting how to disclose in the enhanced format, who do we go to get assistance on that? You always can maybe get an answer.
You can always contact the Ethics Commission Smiley. Directly. There's the secretary over there. You can contact Rose. The Ethics Commission itself is available. You can always go and go to their meetings. I'm sure they'd enjoy an expanded audience. And under public comment, you can ask your questions there. You could submit them in writing. Anyway, and that's one of the good things is everyone has plenty of time to print out what they do this year.
Right.
If this passes, match it against what this would. And if you have any questions or comments, or if there's, I know I'm making myself available that if anyone has enough money that would trigger something reporting and they're not happy, they can give it to me. I'd be willing to report it if it'll help them out.
Thank
that
you,
was Captain okay, right? As long as I put it on the gift log. Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Any public comments? Seeing now, we move to item number 10, Ordinance 14-007, status table to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Article 3, Officers and Employees regarding the Code of Conduct, section of the Newcastle County Code of Ethics. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, I know this had been discussed previously and had not been able to be addressed. Hopefully, it will get addressed this time. And what it does is it changes the language where any county employee or county official who has a financial interest in any private enterprise which is subject to the regulatory jurisdiction of or does business with any Newcastle County department shall file that information with the County Human Resources Office. Previously, that was filed with the Ethics Commission. The irony is the Ethics Commission doesn't hold the other information that would let them know if there was a conflict or not. So because it now goes to the HR department, it's on record there, along with another job, through the job description, and if the department head thinks there's a conflict or whatever, and then that where it goes to HR, then if it's not resolved to someone's satisfaction, they could then bring it forward if they believe there's an ethics violation. But it should have been in the past, been with the HR department where the other employment records are kept so that the information could be matched for a possible conflict. And now we and this just straightens that out.
Thank you.
Right.
Council members, any comments or questions? Councilmember Weiner?
Yeah, I just want to add that it's a more direct and transparent way of avoiding conflicts of interest.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to go there. No, I know you're going to go there, but I would like to ask if Ms. Killian has any comments that she would like to make in case we missed anything or you want to add anything to it.
I really came just in case.
Please state your name for the record.
Sorry, my name is Rosemary Killian. I'm the counsel to the Newcastle County Ethics Commission.
Welcome.
As the councilmen have both indicated, there were a period of about 8 meetings, public meetings, regarding the first of these bills that are being considered tonight. And they did come to consensus in all the recommendations that went to the commission. The commission did not accept all the recommendations that the task force, we called this a task force, that the task force came up with, but the bill is what the commission believes should go forward. For your information, there was in the task force recommendation some disclosure of particular sources of income by particular family members, and the commission elected not to accept that recommendation. So the biggest change in this disclosure is that the filer, and there are about 300 people in the county who file, aside from the persons who are nominated to boards and commissions, that the difference is that everyone now has to disclose the employer of their spouse or significant other that lives with them. They have to disclose whether they have relatives who are already working in New Castle County, and that's something that wasn't required before. They have to report more about these businesses. They have to report what positions are held on boards and commissions that operate in New Castle County by themselves or their spouse. That has to be down there. And the purpose of all of this is so that the member of the public who looks at these forms, and probably they look at less than 50 of these forms. The others are forms filed by employees, which are confidential. But they look at these forms, and they would include your forms, councilpersons, to see what connections exist in New Castle County, and to think of whether there's some kind of conflict. As you know, the Ethics Commission is very small. It has 7 volunteer members and 2 part-time staff people. So we rely on the public to look at these things and to ask questions of us or of you about these connections. And there really seems to be no other way to do this than to employ an entire sort of ethics police force to go around and check every detail. The commission doesn't think that's necessary, and I'm sure you all don't think that's a necessary expense. But this committee took all these ideas, this task force took all these ideas, we hashed them out, people argued whether they thought they were important or not, or too invasive or not, or what was the purpose of someone's suggestion, and we came up with a number of things, and that is the reflection in that bill, that ordinance. It will not go into effect till next year for a couple of reasons. One, it would be unreasonable to do it right away. And two, this is done, and the filing is done electronically. So we now have to revise our electronic site to fit these new requirements. So everything will take place next year. But your forms from the prior 4 years will still be on file. And you can look at that. The second of the bills really is a matter that has concerned the commission for a number of years. It's been suggested internally to the last administration. Nobody wanted in that administration wanted to take responsibility for these reports. The problem is that we would train people, ask them to fill out a form as to whether or not they had a relationship with an outside business that did business with or was regulated by the county, and then we kept the forms. But these forms, by code, were confidential to us. So unless we knew something was going on, or had an idea or a report of a conflict, the forms really just sat there. And the commission, being A, small, and two, not aware of the intricacies of anybody's job, really couldn't come up with these conflicts the way that the code made it look to the public that it could. So the proposal has always been to put this over into the administration, HR being the best place, and having the commission be one of the sources that the questions could be referred to, but also having someone in the administration who knows what that job entails to make a determination initially as whether there's a problem. So that is why that particular suggestion has come to you by ordinance form.
Thank you so much.
And that was a brief explanation.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that in-depth explanation. Appreciate your time and effort coming to share with the council today. Councilmember Smith.
2 more quick things.
Yes.
One, I have to applaud Ms. Killian in the professional way in which she managed to incorporate a prerequisite to the Ethics Commission's budget presentation to council in with these 2 pieces of legislation with the amount of people. I like that. I pick up on that. No problem. I also want to note that it's the process that even when legislation comes over from the Ethics Commission, once it's introduced, it goes back to them for approval. Because that actually allows for another input from the public, another level when they have their open meeting. So I do want to note that knowing that I was going to bring forward a substitute, although the change is not substantive. I took that substitute to the Ethics Commission meeting, gave that to them to review, and that's why if you look, because I didn't want to have an issue on council floor that we should be sending it back because it's a substitute. So if you look at the determination from the Ethics Commission, they approve both the base ordinance and the substitute. So I thought that was important procedurally to give everyone a level of comfort. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Any other comment or questions from council? Seeing none, public comment? Seeing none, thank you so much. I now move that we go into executive session for the purposes of discussing legal strategy in case number 12-13-214, a case directly related to council. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Ayes have an act of one except.
Thank you.
A county attorney, Kevin Kai, council.
What's happening?
Am I
going
to leave tonight? Am I going to leave tonight?
Am I going to leave tonight?
I'll take this.
You're okay?
Yeah.
I just want to make it clear on the record that we're going in an executive session for case number 13214 based upon information concerning legal strategy that has just came about. And it was we were unable to comply with the traditional deadlines associated with FOIA. So pursuant to FOIA, this information that had just came about is the reason why we are able to go into executive session. So it wasn't anything that the law department had in its arsenal prior. It just popped up and these things just developed over the last 24 hours.
Thank you. Please open the doors.
Yep.
We conclude our executive session. No votes were taken. Agenda item 11, other.
On the record, Mr. President, I make a motion to agree with the county attorney's strategy as proposed in the current case.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Any other issues under other? Public comment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
We'll see you downstairs.